So with that said, we're going to move on now to item number 10. This is discussion only. We'll take no action. This is in reference to the 2015 legislative session. We'll have a review by Walker & Associates and then Bum Hess. And we have Maggie Lothar on the agenda, but she recently had a medical procedure, so she'll be unable to attend today. So Steve and Mary Walker, with representing Story County for many, many years, and by all accounts do an exceptional job for the county. We meet on a biweekly basis through the legislature. Many of elected officials and county staff attend these meetings for updates. And so with that said, Mary, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Mary Walker. First off, I do want to say thanks to you, Mr. Chairman, for being part of our four-county coalition and being at all the meetings. We really appreciate staff, Pat Witten, Bum Hess, Maggie Lowther, which we were in contact with daily, and the rest of your staff, too, and elected officials. I thought that the work that we did together was really, really good. As you know, things move so quickly, and all of a sudden, here's a new issue, and tomorrow it's up for hearing, and being able to call your staff or your sheriff's office or Mr. Hess or whatever and say, this is what's happening, can anybody be there? And your staff has been phenomenal, and just wanted to say thank you so much for that. And also our legislators, Senator Sennelmeyer and Assemblyman Wheeler, it was wonderful working with them. They were both chairmen this time, and we got a lot of stuff done. I wanted to kind of go through that. The legislature introduced over 1,000 bills. We monitored about 500 of them for the four counties. That's pretty typical. Overall, I thought we had an excellent session. Many of the bills passed that we were trying to pass for several decades, or the bills that were detrimental to us, for the most part, they were either amended or killed. We missed on a couple things, which we'll get to, but I think overall, we really did well. We were able to pass SB 168 in regards to collective bargaining, and that's the first collective bargaining reform to pass the legislature in my 30 years of working at the legislature. It allows for a reopener when there's a fiscal emergency, so you don't have to ask the unions to reopen. There's a trigger that if you have a 5% reduction in your revenues in a year, or if your fund balance is less than 4%, it's an automatic reopener within 21 days. You can start negotiating with your unions. It also allows for a three-month general fund balance so that you can have enough of a fund balance available so that when a recession hits, you don't have to immediately start laying off people or cutting services. You'll have enough fund balance to get you through to the point where you can then reopen the agreements. And at that point, hopefully, you can negotiate for lower salary and benefits without layoffs. I am very proud to state, I got an email from Senator Sennelmeyer that Moody's believes that this SB 168, it's credit positive for every local government in the state of Nevada. So I'm very, very pleased with that. I wrote this up. Senator Sennelmeyer was the frontline legislator on it, and we worked diligently on it, and I'm just very proud we were able to get it through. AB 172, prevailing wage, finally, after 30 years, we got it up from $100,000 to $250,000. It wasn't as much as we wanted. We actually wanted $1 million, but hey, we're good with $250,000, anything. SB 95, publishing tax rolls. We don't have to publish the tax rolls anymore. There is an ad that's required for this current year, but it's only for 1 year. It kind of gives the newspapers a little bit of revenue for one more year. But that was, we were able to finally, after at least 15 years, get that finished. SB 153, presumptive eligibility. That was another Senator Sennelmeyer's bill. It limits the heart and lung on workers' compensation for public safety. In the old law, if you had 5 years of service, then you got automatic lifetime benefits for heart and lung. So if you only, say, were a sheriff's officer for 7 years, and then you decided to go do something else, maybe you became a lawyer or something else. Well, if you turned 70, 30 years later or 40 years later, and you had a heart attack, that would be presumed to be Story County workers' compensation. So we were able to eliminate that and get a lot more reasonable limitations on the heart and lung. SB 29, NACO home rule. We've been waiting 30 years for this, and we got it through for operations only. SB 42, elected official salary bill. We haven't had an elected official salary bill for 8 years. That was passed as of July 1. It's a 3% per year increase for 4 years for the elected officials. AB 191, fuel tax indexing passed. We put on the ballot for 2016. AB 364, the portal bill, that passed with an amendment from us so that it will not cost the local governments anything. And it is enabling only. That's different from last session when it would have cost you about $500,000 to implement the state business portal. SB 30, NACO longevity bill, that passed with enabling language for elected officials may choose not to take longevity. SB 241, collective bargaining, requires unions to reimburse the cost of employment, employee time off to do union business or decrease the amount of the negotiated award. SB 170, data center abatement passed. SB 353, bidding professional services, that was killed, due a lot to our efforts. AB 170 bonding was an extremely restrictive bill. It would have limited bonding in the rolls by $2.5 million. So you could not go and do big road projects or whatever with bonding. We were able to amend that and get the problem areas out of that. AB 417, the Story County Boundary Bill, that was killed. AB 427 on mining restrictions, that had a lot of detriment to Story County, that bill was killed. SB 111, police recording devices, it was amended to only affect highway patrol, and a lot of that was due to the counties, particularly the rural counties, getting up and saying, we'll be laying off people if we have to do these recording devices, which are very, very expensive. SB 487, Lakes Crossing, that was a cost shift to the counties. We were able to kill that. There's no changes to the consolidated taxes, which was positive for our counties. AB 163, Rangeland Fire Associations, was amended by our counties to address our concerns and make sure that our 474 fire districts were kept whole. And then there were several SB 421 and 433 in regards to elections and presidential primaries, which would have cost the counties quite a bit, and those were killed. There were three bills which we did not win on, but neither did the state schools or other local governments. And the first one was AB 106 on design professionals. It does shift some liability from engineers and architects to the state, local governments, and schools. We fought that all session. Steve and Jeff Fontaine from NACO, I thought we had it killed 20 times. Legislators would say, oh, no, I'm not going to process that. Oh, no, we're not going to. And the next day, it's up for work session to be voted on. Oh, no, then it gets killed. Oh, no. But in the end, unfortunately, that did get passed. AB 332, and Steve will talk a little bit about that. AB 332, public works, requires sales tax to be paid on public works materials. That affects the state. It affects highways. It affects local governments. It affects schools. It's a very bad bill. Unfortunately, what happened is we were moving along very, very well. We thought we had this bill killed. And in the end, when the Republicans wanted the votes from the Democrats for the tax package, the Democrats came out with a list of what they wanted. And some of our other collective bargaining bills that we wanted, they got killed. This AB 332 on sales tax on public works projects, that was one that Democrats wanted, and it was part of the package. We would have been able to kill that. And Senator Settlemyer and Goguchia, they worked with us very, very well on that. It got past 10 minutes before midnight, and midnight was the end of the session. So, unfortunately, some deals were made there. Child Protective Services, the legislature did not pass the amendment the governor submitted, which would have corrected an error that is made in the assessment to the rural counties. And that affected all 15 rural counties, and there's just this disconnect between LCB staff and the state staff. And we were not able to get over that. So, but I do think overall it was an excellent session. We have got several things through that we have been trying for 30 years to get through. And now that we've got those things done, we have to work on some of the other things now that we want to get past. But would you like questions now, Mr. Chairman, or want Steve to give his?
Do you have any questions for Mary?
No questions. I'd just like to comment right quickly on SB 170.
Mm-hmm.
And we all appreciate so much all the extra work and the effort that went into that. I don't know that everyone was totally aware, but if SB 170 had not passed, SWTCH would not be here today.
Uh-huh.
They were poised to leave the next morning.
Wow.
And so that was an absolute have to. And of course, SWTCH is probably going to bring more economic impact and benefits to the entire region than anybody else that's come into Northern Nevada.
Right.
So we celebrated
great.
That.
That's
Thank
wonderful.
You very much for all that extra effort. It's been very important.
Great. That's wonderful. Mr. Mika.
Is there any kind of appeal process if there's enough people who want to turn the bill around, or is it pretty much a done deal?
Once the bill's done, it's done. Yeah, the only appeal would be to the governor if he wanted to get something vetoed, but he's already finished with that. The other thing is to go back next session and try and correct a couple of those things that we lost on. One thing on Child Protective Services, Mike Wilden, the governor's chief of staff, asked me to work with the state to go in and do a correct methodology of assessing the counties. So that the counties, the rural counties, and the state concur with what the governor's budget is going to be. Because what happened this time is the governor submitted his budget, well, the staff had made an error in it. They put in more costs than Child Protective Services. So we're not only paying Child Protective Services, but we're paying child welfare costs, which we're not supposed to be paying for. So there was an original error. So in order to correct that, they have asked me to work with our counties and with them to coordinate to come up with a number of who's paying for what, and that's going to be in the governor's budget. So there's a lot of proactive things that we're going to be doing for next session. And I think the 332 sales tax on public works construction, it's just, I think we need to do some more work on that and see if we can't try and mitigate some of those things with the bill draft next year. Yeah, we've got to try and fix that.
It was the second worst piece of legislation that was passed.
Yes, it was. Right.
Good morning, Board. For the record, my name is Steve Walker, Walker & Associates. I want to talk a little bit about AB 106, one of the bills we lost on design professionals. What happens is that basically they are not liable for any mistakes. They should defend themselves for any mistakes they made until they're proven to be guilty, and then their insurance kicks in. So they're, so basically who would have to defend them, and the county would be the county. And it seemed like it was basically all you're doing is transferring the liability from one entity to the other. And I think that needs to be re-looked at. I think that there's some common ground that we could have gotten to, but we didn't make it. On AB 332, some of the specifics that we did get, some of the amendments we made are positive. It definitely excludes any local, if the Public Works Department, the Road Department, is doing work, public work, they do not pay sales tax, they do not report taxation. They kick in on the contract for sales tax is $75,000. Obviously, that's a small number on a public works project. And then any other public works project, you will pay the tax. I think Senator Gogachiev nailed it, on why it doesn't make sense. If you're a rural county, I mean, you're going to pay four miles of road. You're going to put pavement on 4 miles of road. If, and the pavement costs, the actual asphalt costs are $1 million a mile. With this bill, you're now going to pay $70,000 more a mile that you didn't have to pay before. And it doesn't make sense, but we'll try to fight it. I'm a water natural resource kind of lobbyist, and that's where I focus. This year, there was 10 water bills, basically. 8 of them died. And for the very first time in my career lobbying for water, water bills became political instead of resource-based. And I think that's sad, that two of the state engineers' water bills died because it was political payback. They had fees in them. The Democrats could come up with enough votes to stop them because it takes a two-thirds majority. And the votes weren't based at all on the water bill or the nature of the bill. They were based on getting some political payback done. Of those bills that are, I'd like to talk about, there was one, SB 81, is an active management area. In area, it basically said that if in areas that are overpumped in the state engineer or the people can ask that you develop a management area to develop a plan to address the issue. It didn't make it, but it was Story County staff has asked me, is it applicable to some of your water problem areas, the Highlands? And I don't think it is. And let me back up. As that bill died, there was still existing legislation that let critical management areas occur, and it's happening right now. Eureka County, Diamond Valley is going to go into a critical management area, state and designated. On the Highlands, I don't know that you have proof that there is any overpumping that is part of the criteria for this to be implemented. I think it's mostly a geology issue, that was always a question. I don't think it'll happen. There are other bills that would happen. Is AB 198, the water study. It'll happen through the Public Lands Committee during the interim. It'll be looking at alternative water sources and also existing water sources. Because there's no funding behind it, it will be mostly Legislative Council Bureau staff gleaning information from existing data and kind of putting out a report. Mostly focused on Southern Nevada and desalinization issues. Where does desalinization eventually fit into the water resource packet for Nevada? And I think that's a good discussion. There was a Senate Joint Resolution 1 was the joint resolution to Congress. It was sponsored by NACO, and it looked at transfer of state of federal lands to the state. It was in a phased proposal. Phase 1, which I thought was quite sensible, basically looked at the federal lands and that are up for, that the feds don't want to manage anyway, they're up for disposal. They're right-of-ways along utility corridors, and most importantly, there are the checkerboard lands across the northern Nevada, up to 7 million acres. Don't know what will happen, but it did get passed right on partisan votes. The one bill that could affect that's about all the water bill that passed. One bill that could affect Story County, SB 476, is a conservation district. For the first time, it allows for funding of conservation districts on a parcel basis, parcels within the conservation district, if the conservation district pursues a request to the Board of County Commissioners. Board of County Commissioners could then have a vote, or they could have a mail-in ballot that would approve up to $25 per parcel, at minimum $5 in conservation districts. Again, it is like three phases you go through before you actually fund conservation districts, but it is allowable. With that, it's always fun to represent Story County because you have some different interests. And we were able to stymie it's now turning into a perennial bill, the Story County, the Washoe County boundary adjustment. And Pat lets us know instantly, and Bum jumped right in on it too, and I really appreciate working with you and And I really think your issues are fun and cool to work with, and thank you. Questions?
That was probably the classiest way to call us quirky I've ever heard.
Now we'll hear from Bum Hess, 3.5 term former county, Story County Commissioner.
Thank you for letting us come up here and speak. Usually we come up here a couple times during the session, but it started off so hot this year we weren't able to get up here. You know, we had our annual or semi-weekly meetings every Friday. But I think we had a great session, I think a better session this time than we did the time before. And it's just a pleasure to work with Mary and Steve on this. It was kind of funny when we first started on this, the Republicans were pushing so many bills out that we'd go in there. And we also had great leadership in the rural counties. You know, we had Ellison, Settlemyer, Goicoechea, and of course Wheeler helping us out. So we could go in there and get some pretty personal treatment. It was kind of funny. I'd go in there for the first couple of weeks and go, hey, we need to look at this bill, either crush this bill and get into a 10-minute, you know, audition of what was going on. And they'd all go, oh, you and Mary are working on the same bill. I think we're good. Halfway through the session, I'd go in there and say, hey, has Mary been in to see you yet? Yeah, so good. Towards the end of the bill, wouldn't even walk into the office. Goicoechea said, Mary's already been here. I just head out. So it's a pleasure working with these guys. They work tirelessly. There's a lot of bills, as you guys know, early in the session. You get the emails from Mary, usually at about Saturday or Sunday night, and I mean, it's beep, 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 you know, for about a half an hour. The next day, by the time you get to the session, she's already got half the bills killed, so at least the ones that were needed. One of the ones that we are going to have to keep watching, unfortunately, is that Washoe County boundary line is going to keep popping up, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're already working on it again. We had it killed a couple times, and then it kind of kept popping back, and then we finally squashed it with Ellison about halfway through the session. But that is one thing that's going to pop up there. You know, we're the new big sexy on the block, and everybody wants to come in and either grab our land or grab our taxes. So we are certainly going to have to watch that. The other one, too, which was the mining bill, and it was no fault of anybody's. It just probably got screwed up a little bit in the LCB. We were able to squash that immediately, and that really had a lot to do with the historical areas where mining companies could come in and do whatever they wanted, no matter what the criteria of the counties were, whether it's through planning or through their historical review. So I'll take any questions. I think everybody that was here at the table has gone to Mary's meeting that she puts on every other Friday down there, and they're very informative, and it's a free lunch, too. So it works out, and I appreciate you guys. Every time we needed you, whether it was Mary or Steve, we called on Pat and Marshall and Lance and Jack several times to come down and testify. And I can tell you the people know who Story County is, and that they have for quite a while, but it's certainly nice when we have, you know, a represented commission member or a county manager down there speaking to them, which these guys are very busy, and it's usually a phone call away to change their schedule and get down there. That's really what made a lot of things work, where they may not have happened if you guys wouldn't have been down there. So, Mary, pleasure always seeing you down there. I look forward to next session, but she's amazing down there, as well as Steve, but they do great work.
Any questions?
No, but I would like to thank you, Bob, for your due diligence on keeping an eye on the boundary line change bill.
Yep.
And, yeah, I don't think that's going to go away either. But
It'll keep coming one way or the other. So
I think not only that, but a special thank you, because watching how that whole play worked and the day-to-day, you guys were just, all three of you were just incredible. And I'm familiar with some of the stories that took place behind the scenes and some of the maneuvering that had to happen to protect us. And I think we probably just have the finest representation there is down there from a county standpoint. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And I think we're only about 19 months out from starting this process all over again.
Yeah, I'm getting in shape already.
That's it, I know, and we already have bills to start working on, you know, that need to be corrected and new things that we need to pass in the future.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things this year too, when everything started going, I'll try to get out of here as soon as I can, but it started off, all these bills were getting passed super, super fast, and the Republicans had the votes, and then towards the end, there was so much bickering going on, again, with the Republicans, they lost votes, and we lost bills, and she and Steve had won. I mean, they were ready to be signed, and they were lost in the last hour, well, the last 10 minutes on the one, so. And it was because they wanted to keep the votes for next election. So you're right, but Marshall and Lance, as far as planning, everybody was planning their next election so that they could stay in control or take control of either the Senate or the Assembly. And that's where all the votes went haywire about the last 2 days. Otherwise, it was a great session. Good. Thank you.
Before I take off, and you guys can have a seat, that's fine. I want to recognize a couple of added people and, of course, make some comments on top of what's been said. The third person that isn't here today was a huge member of the team as well, and that's Maggie Lowther. And Maggie has been a vital part of that process. Really, I hate to say this, as long before any of us were ever involved, if you figure out her time as the Story County Recorder, working with the Recorders Association and all that. So she certainly is equally respected in the halls and is always there. I like to say Maggie's our true due diligence person. She's the one that is attending some of these committee meetings that no one wants to go to, and she did it tirelessly. So we have a little plaque to present to her today because it also is kind of a bittersweet day. Maggie is the last session and said for probably about the third consecutive into session, Pat, I'm done. And when, you know, we tried to talk just a little bit, it was like, no, you don't understand. I'm really done this time. And I had to respect that. You know, everybody deserves a chance to finally retire when they want to call that. She has. She's done a great job. And if she were here today, you guys would be presenting a plaque that we've already made up before we realized she was having her procedure. So that she'll be missed. And now you're looking at the team for the next session and beyond. So. Also want to recognize a couple of other guys that, as Baum was saying, you know, were really vital to the process in terms of dropping everything and being there. Probably number one on my list in many respects is Mike Nevin. I mean, Mike was down at the session more than anybody can reasonably expect their public works director to be, especially, again, when you're running in a 5- and 6-man crew operation. Another one that was huge was Gary Hames, you know, looking at all these elements from both a Fire Chiefs Association and everything like that. And then the last one was our sheriff. You know, I kind of wish he was there today, too, to call him out on this and recognize him. He was down there. He fought hard, both from his own personal professional perspectives, but also as a key member of the Sheriffs and Chiefs Association, I believe president. And he was down there on the bills like the body cameras that really, if you look at the logic of it and what's going on nationwide, I can see the, you know, the political momentum on that. But thank God cooler and smarter heads prevailed, at least for this session, while NHP kind of paved the way and we learned from their experiences. So those guys were great. I echo again what everybody has said here, so I won't belabor that beyond just saying, I think as we closed up the last bi-weekly, semi-weekly meeting with Mary and Steve and Bum and Maggie, you know, we kind of looked at it and I don't know how many sessions we've been doing this together. We've either been doing it 6 or 7, I forget, and special sessions and everything else. And of course, you've been there that whole time too, because you've been here since I have in one capacity or another. And I got to tell you, I've never seen a better session, better teamwork, better handoffs. You know, I would run into Settlemyer and Gokachia, you know, at a restaurant in Carson City after a long, long, long day for them. You know, and they say, yes, Bum's talked to me, Mary's talked to me, Steve's talked to me, we're okay, we're good. So you guys did a phenomenal job, and, you know, I think what all three commissioners have said is spot on. You know, we've got the best top representation down there, and quite frankly, again, we don't spend anywhere near the money a lot of these organizations are spending out there for lobbyists. I mean, you know, these guys are are a bargain-priced, high-quality jewel. So I thank you guys for all the hard work, so, and for enduring some of my tirades.
Thanks again.
Yes. And you can entertain public comment if you want. That was our intent.
Okay. Take public comment on this, if anyone has anything they'd like to say. Okay, then why don't we move on now to item number 11, discussion only, no action, no public comment, discussion, direct.